بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب من الشرك الاستعاذة بغير الله. To seek refuge in other than Allah is part of shirk. Getting the title of Christ, seeking refuge is two styles or in two ways. Seeking refuge in the Creator or seeking refuge in the creation. Upon your protection from Allah from certain evil. Just like you say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان. I seek refuge in Allah from the shaytan. You are asking Allah to protect you from a shaytan. Also you say, أعوذ بكلمات الله التامة من كل شيطان وهامة. You say, I seek refuge in the words of Allah from the shaytan and from the insect. Now seeking refuge in Allah could be in a way when you are saying, أعوذ بالله, I seek refuge in Allah, or it could be seeking refuge in the attributes of Allah, the names of Allah. Just like you say, I seek refuge in the speech of Allah. Allah's speech is His attributes. Seeking refuge in the creation could be shirk and could be not shirk. Seeking refuge in the creation from things only Allah can protect you from is shirk. Repeating again, seeking refuge in a created entity from things that only Allah can protect you from is shirk. The implication of that, if you seek refuge in a created entity from things that could offer you protection by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then seeking refuge in those things are not shirk. Example of that is what was reported in Sahih Muslim, hadith number 1689, عن جابر أن امرأة من بني مخزوم سرقت فأوتي بها النبي فعاذت بأم سلمة زوج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. فقال النبي والله لو كانت فاطمة لقطعت يدها. The hadith says, the woman from Makhzum, which is a sub-tribe in Quraysh, she stole something. So this woman was brought to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Upon that, the woman was seeking refuge in Ummu Salama, meaning trying to have Ummu Salama protect her from the had, from the punishment to be administered to her. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wallahi, if Fatima, meaning the his daughter, committed that stealing, her hand would be, he would cut off her hand. So the evidence that we want to take a look from this hadith, that this woman sought refuge in Ummu Salama. Because seeking refuge in the created something that within the capacity of the human being to do that is not shirk. Even though it's haram to seek refuge in somebody to stop a punishment from being administered after it has been reported to the imam. But before it was reported to the imam, it's a different story. And a different ruling is applicable to that. So here we have this, where seeking refuge in a person is permissible. Also, we have another hadith in Sahih Muslim, and it is hadith number 4886. It says, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تكون فتنة النائم فيها خير من اليقظان. وَالْيَقْظَانُ فِيهَا خَيْرٌ مِنَ الْقَائِمِ والقائم فيها خير من الساعي، فمن وجد ملجأ أو معاذا فليستعين. فالرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم said, give me a fitna. The one who sleeps in it is better than the one who is awake. And the one who is awake is better than the one who is standing. And the one who is standing is better than the one who is walking. Whoever found a refuge in it, then let him take refuge in that place that he found refuge in it. So here we find another evidence where you can take refuge in a place. For example, you are walking and the rain is falling upon you. You go into a building and you are seeking refuge in that building from the rain, to protect you from the rain. But you have to always remember, whatever means you are utilizing to seek refuge in, those things are only means. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to always remember that He is the real protector. He is the one who provided for you those means of protection. So all dependence is always on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not on the means that He provided for us. And we have explained before the relationship between the causes and the effects, how we have to affect the causes ourselves, but then we do not depend on the causes, but our dependence is on Allah Azza wa Jal to make those causes effective, to bring about the results that we are hoping to bring onto ourselves or in our life. Seeking refuge in other than Allah could be shirk. If a person seeks refuge to bring upon him things that only Allah can do, if somebody is experiencing death, so you go to the doctor and say, I take refuge in you to save this person from death. We know that Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who controls being alive and being dead. So you cannot take refuge in anybody for things that only Allah can do. To bring another illustration to that, if a person goes to a grave and in it there is a dead person, and he is seeking refuge in this dead person to protect him from an ant. You say, this dead person cannot protect you from an ant. Therefore, seeking refuge in a dead person is major shirk. Whereas if you are seeking refuge in a living person from a bear from eating you, it's permissible because the dead person can defend you against the bear. He can shoot the bear, he can do something if he was able to. So I think those two examples will illustrate this point, that seeking refuge in other than Allah Azza wa Jal could be shirk as one condition we are seeking refuge to bring upon self a protection that only Allah can do that. And the person who you are seeking refuge in, you cannot do that for two reasons. It could be either it's not within the human ability to do that, or this person, he is dead, therefore he cannot do that. And from here we understand the practice of many people who go to graves in which they claim that certain good people, they were buried, and they ask them and they seek refuge in them. Having said that, we understand that the title of this chapter, it is from shirk to seek refuge in other than Allah Azza wa Jal, has to be understood in the light of this explanation. That seeking refuge in other than Allah Azza wa Jal is not only shirk, but rather a shirk when certain conditions are met. The first condition is to seek refuge in other than Allah, to bring upon yourself a protection that only Allah can give you. Secondly, it could be shirk if you are seeking refuge in anything, thinking that thing in of itself will bring you the protection, as opposed to thinking that this entity is only a means by which Allah Azza wa Jal is protecting you. And so the refuge could be in a person or could be in a place. Having said that, inshaAllah, we go into the chapter. And the first ayah in the chapter that the author has reported in this chapter, وَقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى وَأَنَّهُ كَانَ رِجَالٌ مِّنَ الْإِنْسِ يَعُوذُونَ بِرِجَالٍ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ فَزَادُوهُمْ رَهَقًا. There used to be men from my time who used to seek refuge in men from the jinn. So the men of the jinn increased the strength and the fear in the men of the jinn. This is the translation of this ayah. The reason why he brought this ayah, the shahid from this ayah, that he says Allah Azza wa Jalla was censuring those people who were seeking refuge in al-jinn. This ayah was revealed because people used in the old days before Islam, they used to travel, and upon traveling, when they go to a certain dwelling, they say, we seek refuge in the jinn that are in control of that dwelling. Therefore, those jinn did not give those people any protection, but rather they increased them in their fear and they increased them in their threat. And realize how the ayah says, we see, يَعُوذُونَ بِرِجَالٍ مِنَ الْجِنِ وَلَمْ يُحَدِّدْ مَا يَعُوذُونَ بِهِ. They say, the men from mankind, they are taking refuge in the men of the jinn, without telling us what they are taking refuge in them from. Are they taking refuge in them from fire, taking refuge in them from rain, taking refuge in them from fear? It did not put any limitation to that, which means that they were taking refuge in them from everything. From here we understand, to seek refuge in anybody from anything, it's the type of seeking refuge which is shirk. Because Allah is the only one who you can seek refuge in Him from everything. Also this ayah emphasizes the fact or the qaida that al-jaza'u min jins al-amal. The reward is the same nature as the action. Those people, they will try to seek refuge to achieve security, to achieve a protection, but they utilize impermissible ways to bring upon themselves this protection and security. Therefore, they were punished by being increased in their stress and in their stress and in their fear. This principle is very important. Similar to that, how the people deal in riba, to get wealthy, to gain possession. And the consequences of that there will be increase in their poverty. They think if they deal in riba, they will deliver themselves from poverty, but they will be giving the exact opposite, that Allah yamhaq Allah riba, Allah will destroy that and they will be increased in their poverty. The second hadith that the author or the hadith that the author brought in this chapter is
حديث خولة بن حكيم قالت سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من نزل منزلا فقال أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق لم يضره شيء حتى يرتحل من منزله في ذلك. Muslim reports, as it was narrated by Khawla bin Hakim, she said, I heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, whoever goes into a dwelling and says, I seek refuge in Allah's word, or I seek refuge in Allah's perfect word from the evil of what he created, no harm shall befall him until he departs from that dwelling. We'll talk of this hadith to shed some light on several issues. First, it says, أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات. We seek refuge in the perfect words of Allah. So we understand from that the words of Allah are His attributes. Therefore, it's permissible for us to seek refuge in them. Secondly, it says, مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقَ, from the evil of what He created. That means Allah does not create evil, but the evil is in the creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Therefore, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَالشَّرُّ لَيْسَ إِلَيْكَ, and evil is not attributed to you, to Allah. The words of Allah are two types of words. Words to legislate and words to create. Words to legislate are those words by which Allah legislated the religion, the do's and don'ts. And the word to create is the word by which Allah creates the creation. وَإِذَا قَضَى أَمْرًا فَإِنَّمَا يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونُ. If Allah decreed an affair, He will say to her, He will say to it, be, and it will be. So whatever is decreed, it comes into existence by the word of creation, the word to create. Both of them, the word to legislate and the word to create, are perfect. And this perfection is according to two criteria that we always talk about, which are يَتَمَّتْ سَلِيمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا. The words of Allah, and that is inclusive to the words to legislate and the words to create, they are perfect according to two criteria: صدق, truthfulness, and عدل, justice. Everything that Allah told us, things that happened in the past, or things that will happen in the future, everything is correct. Everything is authentic. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not lie to us. Everything that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us is authentic. It has no lies in it. Therefore, upon hearing it, our duty is to believe it without hesitation. Some people read that the sun will go to set the sunset, right takes place the sunset, when the sunset takes place, the sun goes straight near the arsh. Many people hesitate to accept this information and they say, the earth is that revolves, not the sun. And they start giving analysis by which they come to the conclusion it's not possible for the sun to go straight near the arsh. Who said to them, أَأَنْتُمْ أَعْلَمْ أَمْ اللَّهِ? Do you know more or Allah? Allah is the one who creates the sun, who creates the earth, who creates the arsh, and Allah is the one who knows everything, and you do not know how many hair on your head. And you want to come to us and tell us how the universe is running now, thus refusing to accept a authentic statement from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah saying his words were completed according to the truth. Do you think Allah will let the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say something and that thing will be wrong without Allah making sure that this information is authentic? Allah will let the Prophet say things that are wrong to begin with? Allah says in the Quran, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. Therefore, one, you have to be rest assured that all the information which is contained in our religion, as long as they are authentic, we have to accept them and believe in them. Similar to that, people talk about the punishment of the grave. And many ahadith tell us about the punishment in the grave. A person comes and starts having doubt in believing in that and say, how come the punishment will be administered? The body will be decay, the decay will affect the body and the body will decompose. And there's no reality to that, therefore the punishment cannot be administered on the body. Therefore it's only a spiritual type of punishment, just like when you are sleeping and you dream that you are running and walking, you wake up and you really feel fatigued, even though you have not left your bed. They say the punishment of the grave is similar to that. They are refusing to accept the reality of the punishment of the grave because they think it's not possible. You say to them, who creates you? Who knows about the things better than you? The Prophet ﷺ told us, and all the ahadith, they are very strong in establishing the point that the punishment is on the body and on the spirit, and the soul, and the ruh. Not only a spiritual affair, but it's physical and spiritual. Therefore, everything that comes in the news aspect of our religion, in the akhbar, we have to believe in them. As far as the rule, it says the continuation of the ayah, وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا. Adl, justice as far as the rules of our religion. As far as everything that Allah creates in this universe, Allah created according to the justice. Let's talk about the rules of our religion. No one can come and say this rule is a transgression. This rule is not according to the justice. It's not justice for Allah to say this or for the Prophet to forbid that. And we tell this person, who knows better? Who has more justice, you and Allah Azza wa Jal? Do you think Allah wants to transgress against us? And Allah says, وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِظَلَّامِ الْعَبِيدِ. Your Lord is not a transgressor against his slave. And Allah says in the Hadith al-Qudsi, إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَ الظُّلْمَ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ وَحَرَّمَهُ عَلَى وَجَعَلَهُ مُحَرَّمًا عَلَى عِبَادِهِ. Allah has forbid himself from transgression and forbid the slave from transgression. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said as far as being justice, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ. Allah does not transgress the least amount of transgression. Therefore, with this being the case, وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ وَالْمِنَّةِ, all the rules of our religion are just and bring to us the bed of consequences. لأن الله شرع لنا الأحكام إحسانا منه وإنعاما علينا حتى ندرك مصالحنا في الدنيا وفي الآخرة. Allah عز وجل has legislated the rules of this religion to us, to favor us, to lead us to the truth, and to bring upon us goodness in this life and the year after. Similar to that, He forbids us from doing things to protect us from evil things, from harmful things. He did not forbid us from doing things to deprive us and to punish us, but He forbid us because whatever He forbid us from is evil to us. But people little they believe. Wallah. If a person gets some type of sickness and he goes to the doctor and the doctor tells him, do not eat this, do not eat that, do not do that, this person will be very willing to accept the recommendations of this doctor. Because he will think that the doctor is giving him his recommendation for the best interest of the sick person. Therefore, he would not hesitate to follow the system that the doctor has established for him. And this doctor might be mistaken. His diagnosis might be wrong. This doctor might be lying to you. He does not like you. But Allah Azza wa Jal likes you. Allah Azza wa Jal likes you, and Allah Azza wa Jal does not like you, and Allah Azza wa Jal wants to guide you. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُبَيِّنَ لَكُمْ وَيَهْدِيَكُمْ سُنَنَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Allah wants to clarify things for you and to guide you to the ways of those people before you. Therefore, when Allah ordains us to do something, it's for our own benefit. And when He forbids us from doing something, it's also of our own benefit. Half of believing in Allah is to believe in this ruling, to believe in His word. And to believe in the justice of His word. All of that is concerning the word He legislates. Similar to that, the word to create. Allah created many things. The tree, the mountain, the sea, the ocean. Everything was created according to justice. There is no transgression. Also Allah Azza wa Jalla created the hurricane, the earthquake. He created life and death. He created diseases. Everything that Allah created is just. Therefore, upon understanding this point, we can hear the deviation and the misunderstanding of people, and some of them are Muslims. That when they see an earthquake hit a place, they look at those people and they say, they do not deserve it. This word has kufr in it if the people really understand what they're saying. Because the implication of this statement is, those people do not deserve this punishment, and Allah put on them that, and they do not deserve it. Therefore, Allah is transgressing against them. This is the meaning when we say we do not deserve it. Everything that befall us is justice, whether it is good or whether it is harm on us. But simply those people being the punishment coming upon them with justice, that does not negate upon us the responsibility to extend our hands to help them, to give them, to provide for them. This issue and the second issue are two separate issues. So I want you to understand it was that the word of Allah to create everything was done according to the justice. Having said that, we go back to the hadith. When you come into a dwelling, you say, I seek refuge in the perfect word of Allah from the evil of what He created. The evil of what He created is different than Allah creating evil, because Allah does not create evil. Evil is in the creature that He created. This issue, inshaAllah, we want to deal with it in detail next time we meet. But now it suffices to say that evil is not in the creation of Allah, but evil is in the creatures that Allah has created. If we say this dua, nothing will harm you until you leave from that dwelling. وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ وَالْمِنَّةِ. Going back to the al-jinn, we forgot to mention one issue, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, men from the jinn, or men from the ill, they used to seek refuge in men from the jinn. We know that jinn, they are gender. There's men and there's women. There's male and female. Also jinn, some of them are good and some of them are bad. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reported to us that the jinn said, وَأَنَّا مِنَّا الصَّالِحُونَ وَمِنَّا دُونَ ذَلِكَ. Some of us are righteous and some of us are otherwise. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذْ صَرَفْنَا إِلَيْكَ نَفَرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ.